但在这个经文的时候，保罗呢是讲很多的原则给我们。
Here in these verses, you can see Paul is giving us some principles.
即是在做基督徒，我们要明白呢，很多时候有些灰色地带，没有黑白分明，讲清楚你要做什么。
You need to understand that in the Bible, there are a lot of gray areas. It's not black and white. It doesn't say specifically how you should live or what you should do.
所以在圣经里面有很多的原则是会告诉我们，是那些灰色地带的时候应该怎样做。
And so in the Bible, when there's principles, it can help us apply to the times when there's a gray area and it's not specifically told what we're supposed to do.
所以在这里我看到很多的原则。
And so in these verses, I see a lot of principles.
是一些对我们是有很有帮助的原则。
And some principles that can really help us in our Christian life.
因为是很多，特别过年面对很多的挑战，一个基督徒怎样面对这些迷信的东西。
Like for example, as we go into the new year and there's many superstitious things and you know, you think, well, what should a Christian do when we face these superstitions?
或者是过年的时候有很多可能家庭的习俗，或者是澳门很兴就是过年的时候大家就想去试一下好不好运，去赌一铺啊。
And you know, maybe there's a lot of family traditions, or here in Macau, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the new year, they like to say, hey, maybe I test my luck and I go to the casino and see if I'm going to win anything.
You know, 有很多即可能平时不用面对一些挑战。
And maybe there are a lot of challenges that, you know, you don't usually have to face during the rest of the time of year.
但是过年就会有这些挑战，作为一个基督徒怎样做。
And so as a Christian, how am I supposed to do it?
这个给我们一些原则。
And here I see some very simple principles.
是属灵的原则。
And they're spiritual principles.
第一个属灵的原则就是这个经文在十七节我看到。
And the first principle I see in verse 17,
因为说无论如何，
It says, you know, whoever, you know, each of us, whoever we are,
he 讲明呢，你是什么身份，你是什么环境，去你都可以跟随耶稣。
I see this principle is that no matter what the circumstance, no matter who you are, what your status is like, you can follow Jesus.
甚至今天我的这个主题叫身份或环境不能阻止我们跟从耶稣。
In fact, I've titled this message, Neither Status Nor Circumstance Can Keep You From Following Jesus.
因为我们很多时会觉得是一些特别的环境，特别的时候，我没有办法做基督徒。
Because sometimes we think, you know, in certain situations, it's impossible to be a Christian. I can't follow that in this situation.
但我觉得这个经文保罗告诉我们，是无论什么环境、什么情况底下，你可以跟从耶稣。
I think that what Paul's trying to stress here, that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the conditions are, you can still be a Christian.
是不是离婚？是不是结婚？是不是配偶是不信，你是信，好像上个星期讲的。
Maybe like last week we were talking about, am I married, am I divorced, am I single, is my spouse a non-Christian?
无论什么情况底下，你可以跟从耶稣。
No matter what the situation you find yourself in, you can still follow Jesus.
这个就是我觉得这个最重要的一个原则。
That is the first principle I see from this passage.
我们是可能我们有软弱，但是我们不要因为环境的问题就用一个借口。
Sometimes we have weaknesses, but don't make an excuse because of the circumstance you're in to be weak.
我们可以依靠神，我们在我们的环境学习怎样跟从神，怎样相信。
And we need to learn how to trust in God in our situation and to follow Him.
所以十七节说，无论如何要照主所吩咐给各人的恩赐和神的照各人的情况生活。
And so it says, but God has distributed to each as the Lord has called him, so walk that I ordained in the churches.
即是说，无论你是即个个都是有不同的性格，你知不知？
You know, we all have a different personality. 我哋个个都系有独特嘅生命 ，and we all have a unique life。神系创造你每一个人系特别嘅 ，and God created each of you special。我哋冇两个人系相同 ，there's no two of us that are alike。我哋个个都有唔同嘅背景 ，we all have our background， our specific background。神系创造你系有个特别嘅使命 ，and God created you with a particular mission in life。所以你在什么环境什么情况里面被呼召信耶稣你有什么恩赐你用你那个生命来荣耀主 So whatever you are like when you're called to become a Christian whatever specific gifts you have use them to the glory of God to be God's servant 没一个人是例外 There is nobody that is an exception 所以我初信主的时候呢我是有长头发着牛仔裤When I first became a Christian, I had long hair and I was wearing blue jeans and 我又鍾意著拖鞋或者赤腳行嘅 And I would go barefoot or in sandals, you know. 跟住又入到啲教會，啲教會話啊，你做咩嚟呢度嘅？你咪係要黑錢啊 ？You know, go to churches, you know, and they say, what are you doing coming here? Are you trying to rip us off? 我唔係，我信耶穌，我想敬拜。佢話你翻屋企剪頭髮，著個西裝先翻嚟。And I said, no, I came here to worship Jesus. I said, then go home and cut your hair and put on a suit. 但是你知不知道是这个经文给我一个很大的安慰 From these verses, you know what I see? I see a great comfort. 你不需要去达到某个程度某个阶层某个的层次多谢才会信耶稣You don't have to attain to a certain level or get up to be spiritual before you come to Jesus. 你可以按照你现在今时今日那个层次那个的你在哪里你就今天可以来认识耶稣 You can come to Jesus where you're at today. 甚至乎不是耶稣没有要求我们呢达到某个的层次先至信佢，反而系耶稣嚟到我哋嘅环境，系寻找我哋。In fact, Jesus doesn't require you to become attain a special achievement before you can know Him. In reality, He comes to where you're at. 所以有好多人话啊，牧师，我唔可以信耶稣，我要戒烟先信啊。And so people say to me, oh, Pastor, I can't become a Christian. Let me quit smoking, then I'll become a Christian. 唔系嘅，你要。信耶稣先，耶稣帮你戒烟。You need to come to Christ, and Jesus will help you quit smoking. 你唔可以话啊，我未圣洁，我有好多坏习惯，我要改变个坏习惯先信耶稣。And you know, people say, oh, I've got all these bad habits, and I've got all this bad junk in my life. I got to clean up my life before I come to Jesus. 唔系嘅，你信耶稣，让耶稣帮你改变。You come to Jesus and let Jesus change your life.耶稣就是愿意接纳我们 Jesus is willing to accept us 是按照我们今时今日的环境我们可以来到耶稣的身边 And we can come to Jesus just as we are today 我们不需要去成为另一种人 We don't have to become somebody else before we come to Jesus 但你信耶稣之后你会成为一个新造的人 But once you become a Christian you will become a new creature in Christ 耶稣就会改变你 Jesus will change you That means that everybody can come to Christ. Everybody can do it. 你是不需要做一个博士就信耶稣。You don't have to be a PhD to become a Christian. 你可以完全不识字都可以信耶稣。You can come to Jesus and not even be able to read and write. 你可以是一个小学生、中学生或者是一个的草阶层的工人或者一个政府官都可以信耶稣 You might be a primary school student a high school student or maybe you're a worker with your hands or maybe you're a government employee but you can still come to Christ 我们无论什么环境无论什么背景
我哋可以理信耶稣。
And no matter what your background, no matter what your circumstance, you can come to Jesus. 所以呢个经文俾我呢个安慰，我哋所有人可以嚟认识耶稣。And so this passage gives me this hope, this comfort. Everybody can come to Jesus. 但我哋知道喺唔同嘅环境，有时信耶稣系艰难。But I know that in certain circumstances, coming to Christ and being a Christian is difficult.可能有特别的挑战 and maybe there's special challenges. 可能有特别的困难 and maybe there's special difficulties. 但是你靠着耶稣，你可以做得到。But when you trust in Jesus, you can do it. 那初期教会佢面对一个好大的挑战 The early church, there is a big challenge for them. 因为初期教会罗马社会好多奴隶Because in the early church, in the early first century in Rome, many slaves, 好多奴隶系信耶稣 and many slaves became Christians. 奴隶信耶稣应该点处理 And so slaves become Christians, how are you going to handle a situation? 保罗劝佢，你按照你嘅身份你照信耶稣，照做奴隶。And Paul encouraged them, you're a slave, stay a slave, remain a slave, but serve Jesus as a slave. 有好多罗马军人信耶稣。And then Roman soldiers became Christians. 保罗劝他，你是军人，你是按照军人的身份信耶稣。And Paul said, if you're a Roman soldier, you become a Christian, you be a Christian soldier. 跟住有些是其他身份都是按照你的身份保罗没有要求他不要做奴隶不要做军人 Paul did not encourage them to stop being a slave or to stop being a soldier 他就说无论你在什么环境底下你可以照做你基督徒的生命 And so no matter what your situation you can still be a Christian 做几个礼拜跟一个的澳门人聊天他告诉我他工作面对一些压力 Just a couple of weeks ago I was talking with somebody here in Macau He was telling me about the pressure he faces in his job 因为他工作呢有要求即是他身边的人是受黑钱受贿 Because people around him are taking bribes and extortion 他说我没做的但如果我们的部门被人揭发出来虽然我没做我都要坐监He said, I'm not involved in it, but if our department gets found out, I'll have to go to prison too with everybody else. 跟你做基督徒你怎么算? As a Christian, how would you handle that situation? 有时在澳门有些很困难的事,很复杂的事。Sometimes in Macau we face difficulties. 我是唯一的基督徒是我家庭,我都拜神。我怎么做?If I'm the only Christian in my family and everybody's worshiping the idols, what am I going to do? 我是整间学校唯一的基督徒，个个都是不信耶稣，当我怪物，我怎么做？ And I'm the only Christian in my school and everybody thinks I'm crazy. What do I do? 保罗劝他，你要忠心按住你的身份，照做基督徒。 And Paul is encouraging them to continue being faithful as a Christian in your situation, following Jesus.如果做罗马军人不要受贿赂不要欺压人 you know, so as a Roman soldier he would say you know, be a soldier but don't take extortion don't take bribes and don't be mean to people 如果是奴隶应该怎么做 and if you're a slave how should you work 如果你做奴隶应该是忠心积极 and if you're a slave you should be working diligently and working hard是吗所以我们是做基督徒我们是要学这个的原则在我们的工作在我们的家庭神要我们怎样 So as Christians, what is the principle for us? What do we do in our job, in our family? 我们在我们的环境是要跟从耶稣 And no matter what our circumstance, we continue to follow Jesus. 你说穷人可不可以信耶稣Can the poor people believe in Jesus? 有钱人可不可以信耶稣? Can rich people believe in Jesus? 耶稣会不会要求有钱人放低晒所有的钱变一个穷人先去信耶稣? Does Jesus require that rich people get rid of all their money and become poor before they become a Christian? 没的。 And does Jesus require a poor person to become rich before he can become a Christian?
没的。 你穷的有钱都可以按照你今时今日的环境你信耶稣。
Whether you're a rich or poor, you can be a Christian.
所以我看到另一个原则。
So I see another principle.
第二个原则就是 我们无论是什么环境, 什么身份, 我们有没有知足。
And so, whatever your circumstance, whatever your environment, are you satisfied?
知足的问题很重要的, 满足,
is satisfaction, fulfillment, that's a major problem.
无论我做什么工, 无论有什么多少钱, 多少钱, 我有没有为延续我的生活知足。
No matter how much money I make, no matter how much what my job does, am I fulfilled? Am I satisfied?
因为特别过年的时候, 过年事事做什么?
You know, what do we do in the new year all the time?
我们恭喜发财,
wish you prosperity.
我们说,
大吉大利, you know, get a big... a big abundant blessing, yeah. a big tangerine or something, I don't know.
大吉大利, you know, 有幸福, 我们在新年的时候一定要有吉祥说话,
and in the new year, you know, it's all these blessings and blessings.
我都是有个梦想, 我要发达, 我要发达, 我要生意兴隆, 我要好的,
and everyone's got this idea, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be prosperous, I'm going to be successful.
年年过年都是这样的,
every Chinese New Year we say that.
有多少年是真的幸福的, 多少年真的发达,
and how often do we really get successful?
我们是想的,我们是想,我们是发梦的,我们希望好像拿着拿着的,拿不捉不到,
we're just hoping, we're hoping, we're chasing it,
但是有没有因为今时今日,你的生活,你的环境,有没有知足?
But are you satisfied? Are you fulfilled? Are you with what you're doing today?
基督徒可以无论是什么环境,知足常乐。
You know, Christians, no matter what our circumstances, we can be satisfied, fulfilled in whatever we are.
有钱可以知足,没钱可以知足。
You can be satisfied with money or without money.
我告诉你一个真理。
Let me share with you a truth.
耶稣来不是要改变人的环境, 耶稣来要改变人的心。
Jesus came not to change our environment, Jesus came to change our heart.
很多时候我们希望耶稣改变我们的环境, 但耶稣是想改变我们的心。
So often we want Jesus to change my environment, my circumstance, but Jesus wants to change your heart.
如果耶稣改变你的心, 改变大家的心, 我们的环境自然改变了。
And if Jesus changes my heart and changes all of your hearts, then our environment is already changed.
但很多时候见到一些人在这里做一轮, 做一年半载, 接着转工,又是转去那里,又一年半载,又转工,又那里一年半载。
I see people, you know, they're constantly changing jobs and changing their environment. Here for a year and a half and working, changing, going there for a year and a half and changing, going there for a year and a half.
次次转工的时候埋怨投诉, 最衰是那个老板,最衰是经理,最衰是怎样怎样怎样。
And whenever they change, they always complain, and they complain, and they say, oh, my boss over there is terrible, the manager over there is terrible, I had to change.
但次次转,转,转,转,转, 其实那个问题在哪里?
But every time you keep changing, where's the problem?
It's yourself. 是你的心, 因为你去哪里,你带着你的心去?
And it's no matter where you go, you're taking your heart with you.
保罗讲的结婚,离婚,结婚,离婚,再婚,
Paul is talking about marriage, marriage, divorce, remarriage.
一样,结婚一次,两次,三次,都是个心的问题。
And Paul is talking about, you know, getting married, divorce, remarried, divorce. It's the same thing, it's the heart.
所以我们基督徒要学一个 知足常乐的功课。
So as Christians, we need to learn to be happy, to be satisfied in whatever situation we find ourselves.
真正的平安是耶稣赐给你,
True happiness and fulfillment comes from Jesus.
如果你不停追不停追，你唔知足，你系有第二个目标，你得到个目标都唔会知足，会有个更大个目标。
If you're just chasing after a goal and you think you're going to be happy once you get that goal, even if you get that goal, you're not going to be happy because you're going to have a bigger goal and you're going to keep constantly chasing.
你好追暴风嘅
and you're just chasing the wind.
但如果你可以系今日无论系边个环境嘅时候知足，你就会幸福。
But no matter what your situation is today, if you learn to be content, then you will be happy.
那有满足知足不等于没上进心，不要搞错。
Being content doesn't mean that you don't want to better yourself.
但是知足就说，就算将来我可以有更好的环境，我今日的环境我是满足。
But what contentment means is that even if I can better my environment, get a better job in the future, I'm still satisfied with what I have right now.
另一个的原则我看得到，就是很多时候我们惯用这个问题，就是基督徒不应该用环境做藉口。
Another principle I see here that, you know, do it all the time. It's very common. But we shouldn't do it. Christians, we tend to take the environment, our circumstances, as an excuse.
我不可以在这个环境信耶稣，因为这个环境是这样，你不明白。
I can't be a Christian in this situation. You don't understand the circumstances here.
我们是用很多藉口来维护我们的环境。讲一个例。
Let me just share an example.
在中国大陆入党讲明不可以做基督徒。
In mainland China, it is illegal for Communist Party members to be Christians.
所以如果一个入了党的人成为基督徒，在个党当中他没可能合法化做基督徒。
And so if somebody in China becomes a Christian and they're a Communist Party member, it is illegal for them to become a Christian.
那个人应该怎么做？是不是因为这样就不信耶稣？
So what should that person do? Should they not be a Christian because of that?
他要选择，我是信耶稣，但是我听神，但是听人。
He needs to make a choice. Do I listen to man or do I listen to God?
Hi. 在我们所有的环境啊，牧师你不明白，我们做生意要应酬，你知道应酬有酒有女有什么都是夜总会，你不明白基督徒很难啊。
And somebody's a businessman in China and they say, Pastor, you don't understand, as a businessman, you know, we have to socialize, we have to go to the bars, the karaoke, you know, we got women, we got booze, we got, you know, you can't be a Christian in that environment.
Hi, Maya.无论你咩环境，你唔好用你嘅环境嚟做一个藉口。
No matter what your situation, don't use your environment as an excuse.
反而要祈祷求神俾你能力，可以喺你嘅环境跟从耶稣。
What you need to do is you need to pray and say, Jesus, give me wisdom, show me how I can be a Christian in this situation.
有很多人告诉我，牧师你当然得，你是美国人，你在美国来，所以你是容易，我们中国人我们不得的。
So many people come to me and say, Pastor, you know, you're an American, you can do it because you're an American, you're different, we're Chinese, we can't do it.
又是藉口嘛。
It's an excuse.
圣经是不是美国人写的？
Was the Bible written by Americans?
圣经是不是中国人写的？
Was the Bible written by Chinese?
圣经是谁写的？
Who wrote the Bible?
我都不知道。
神，神写嘛。God wrote the Bible. 这是普天下一些原则。
These are principles that apply to everybody around the world.
我们看十八节。Look at verse 18. 有人受割礼后除蒙召，他就不必除去割礼的记号，有人未受割礼前蒙召，他就不必受割礼。
Was anyone called while circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Was anyone called while uncircumcised? Let him not be circumcised.
受割礼算不得了什么？不受割礼也算不得了什么？只要
谨守神的诫命就好了。Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
那保罗是用这个例子来解释他讲的东西。
Paul is using this as an example to explain what he's teaching.
受割礼是一个犹太教的一个的要求。
Circumcision was a requirement in Judaism.
亚伯拉罕，神话亚伯拉罕听要受割礼，第八天所有男丁要受割礼。
And God told Abraham that all the males in his family, in his household, on the eighth day of their birth need to be circumcised.
所以这个是一个记号，证明这些受割礼的人士是分别为神用。
And it's a sign that shows that they who are circumcised are set apart for God.
所以犹太人呢，第八日受割礼，他很自豪，觉得我有免死金牌，我是受割礼，我是神的选民。
And so the Jews, they thought, well, I'm circumcised, I've got a license to sin because I'm already a part of the family of God, I can do anything.
受割礼就是男丁在第八日割个包皮。
And, you know, circumcision is for men only, you know, it's on the eighth day and they cut the foreskin. So,
是一个外表的一个的记号。
It's an outside symbol.
但是很多人可能有这个割礼，他里面完全没有爱神的心。
But you know, many people could have this outside symbol, but inside their heart, they don't have anything towards God.
你完全不信神，完全不想跟从神，但有这个记号觉得搞定。
And so it's somebody that has an outside symbol, and yet the inside their heart, they have no heart for God, and so, but they think they're okay because they have the outside symbol.
福音传到外邦，外邦人是因为耶稣钉十字架就得救。
As the gospel spread to the Gentiles, and we become Christians because of faith.
你和我是外邦人，你知不知道？凡不属于犹太人就是外邦人，是圣经的。
In the Bible, everybody who's not a Jew is a Gentile. And so as Gentiles, you and I are Gentiles. We're not in the family of household of Israel.
那福音传到传出去，他讲明因信称义，我们相信耶稣基督的得救，我们不需要按照旧约的规条去信言。
And so we are saved justified by faith. We don't have to follow the Old Testament rules and regulations.
所以你信耶稣，我们没要求你行割礼。
And so when you became a Christian, I did not require you to have circumcision.
挺噁心，是不是？如果是叫我们这么大的人就要行割礼。
What a terrible thing if as big men adults, you know, we all had to get circumcised.
但是因为我们没有这个要求，保罗是进一步讲，
and Paul goes a step further.
割礼不算什么，不受割礼又不算什么。
Paul says circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing.
你受不受割礼是不算什么，
it doesn't mean anything to be circumcised.
其实他当时我们知道他讲的婚姻的问题。
You know, in this chapter he's talking about marriage.
所以有人说要单身，有人说要结婚，有人说离婚，就是我的配偶不信主，我要跟他离婚。
And so Paul's talking about marriage, and some are saying you have to be single, some saying you have to get married, others are saying I'm married to a non-Christian, so I'm going to divorce and get married to a Christian.
保罗说婚姻不算什么，单身不算什么。你明白吗？他用这个例子。
So Paul is using this as an example. He's saying singleness or getting married, it doesn't mean anything.
最重要你的心是怎？
What is important? What's in your heart?
你的心是怎？
What is in your heart?
同样我们基督徒，我们没有割礼，但我有洗礼。
And as Christians, we don't have circumcision, but we have baptism.
是吧？你一样可以讲洗礼算唔算啲乜嘢？唔洗礼唔算啲乜嘢？
I can say the same for baptism. Being baptized doesn't mean anything. Not being baptized doesn't mean anything.
因为如果你洗礼，但你心里边冇耶稣，你觉得我有一个入天堂嘅入场券，我有永生嘅保险，
都冇用啊！
系冇用啊！
If you have the attitude that I've been baptized, so I've got a ticket to heaven. I've got insurance policy for eternal life. But you don't have Jesus in your heart. Being baptized doesn't mean anything.
洗礼不算什么，不洗礼不算什么，重要就是你信不信耶稣，你愿不愿意跟从耶稣。
What is important is, do you believe in Jesus? Are you willing to follow Jesus?
如果你愿意信耶稣，无论是什么环境，你可不可以信耶稣？
If you're willing to follow Jesus, can you follow Jesus in any circumstance that you're in?
可以。
You can.
为什么呢？ 因为你信耶稣，你同永生神、创造天地万物嘅真神配合嘅。
Because when you become a Christian, you've connected your life to the Creator, the eternal God who created this universe.
Now, 你信耶稣，你系同呢个创造主系配合一齐。
And when you become a Christian, you are connected to the eternal Almighty God who created everything.
你信耶稣的时候，你的神就会在任何环境保护你、带领你、给你知道怎样去处理事情。
And when you become a Christian, the God who created you and you're connected to Him, He will take care of you in any situation, in any environment, in any circumstance you find yourself, and He will give you the strength to be a witness.
你信不信？
不是受不受割礼，是个心的问题。 It's not circumcision, uncircumcision. It's what's in your heart.
所以保罗在强调，你不要用藉口，你不要以为不行，你心里面有没有跟从神。
So Paul is telling us, don't make excuses. It's not, you know, this external outside appearance. What is in your heart?
所以看20节和21节。 So look at verse 20 and verse 21. 各人蒙召的时候， 是什么身份？要守住这身份。
Let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called.
你是作奴隶的是蒙召的吗？不要介意，若能获得自由，就争取自由更好。
Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, rather use it.
这个就是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
你是什么身份信耶稣？
What was your status when you became a Christian?
你守住这个身份。
You remain in that position that you were called, and remain in the calling.
你未行割礼的信耶稣，不用行割礼。
So if you were uncircumcised and you became a Christian, don't become circumcised.
我们不要短章取义。
Don't take this out of context.
如果你是信耶稣之前黑社会，你信耶稣之后不要继续做黑社会。
If you were in the triad gang before you became a Christian, it doesn't mean stay in the triad gang after becoming a Christian.
不等于呢，你信耶稣之前是妓女，你信耶稣之后继续做妓女，荣耀主，这个是弯曲。
It doesn't mean that if you're a prostitute and you become a Christian, you stay being a prostitute to glorify God. No, that's taking it out of context.
如果你在罪恶里面，你信耶稣，当然要脱离罪恶，做一个属神的人。
If you were in sin, when we all were, before being a Christian, we need to come out of sin.
他讲的身份地位。
He's talking about status in society or about your environment.
So 一个奴隶信奉信耶稣，他因为信耶稣要继续做奴隶。
And so if he was a slave and he became a Christian, even as a Christian, he remains a slave.
如果他是自由身的信耶稣，他是信耶稣之后继续自由身。
And if he was a free man before becoming a Christian, after becoming a Christian, he remains a free man.
这个保罗讲明，不要介意自己的身份。
And Paul says, don't be concerned about it. Don't be concerned about what? About your status and position in life.
不要介意你的身份地位。
Don't be concerned about your status and position in life.
我们很多时候是很介意我们的身份地位。
So often we're so concerned about our status and position in life.
很多人呢，是没有他长大。
好介意，一讲到我以前住木屋，哎呀，你唔好讲噶，丑啊。
So I know many people that grew up in a squatter hut area, in a tin shanty.
Oh, don't mention that, man. That's past now. I don't want you.
你咩身份地位？
保罗话唔好介意。
What is your status and position? Don't be concerned about it.
你是奴隶就奴隶，你主人就主人，在主里面是没分彼此，没分高低的。
If you're a slave, you're a slave. If you're a master, you're a master. But in Jesus Christ, there is no distinction. We're all equal in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right? 在耶稣里面没分白皮肤、黑皮肤、黄皮肤。
You know, in Jesus Christ, there's no difference between what color your skin is.
在耶稣里面是没分你的阶层，穷的、中等、有钱。
And in Jesus Christ, there's no distinction in your economic status. Are you poor or rich or middle class?
在耶稣里面是不要介意这个身份，但你用你的身份来荣耀主。
Don't be concerned about your status, but use your status as a means to glorify Jesus Christ.
因为神创造你是独一无二，神摆你在这个环境是有它原因。
You are created in God's image. You are a special creation, and He put you where you are for a purpose.
你知不知道神摆你在这个位置有原因？
Do you know that God's put you where you are for a purpose?
你用这个身份、这个工作、这个家庭来荣耀主耶稣。
Use your status, use your family, use your job to glorify Jesus.
那他补充讲埋，如果可以自由就更好。
But Paul said, if you can become set free, then become set free. That's better, right?
所以奴隶系冇办法自己系自由身。
You know, a slave cannot set himself free.
一个奴隶系冇人权，系冇自由。他不可以有公民抗争啊。
And so a slave, you know, he has no rights, he has no freedom, and he cannot cause civil disobedience, because he doesn't have the right to do it.
奴隶想自由身用什么方法？
What can a slave do to become set free?
是不是跟主人是抗争搏斗？
Does he start fighting with his master? And striving with his master?
是不是做懒惰？我不做好奴隶，我就是做懒惰猪就得了。
Does he become a lazy, disobedient slave? Is that going to get him set free?
一个奴隶可以做啲乜嘢嚟得自由？
What do you think a slave can do to become set free?
系睇主人想唔想放佢。
And see, does the master want to set him free?
所以如果主人想放佢咧，就系想放啲咩人
？So what kind of a slave does the master want to set free and give his freedom?
忠心、积极、做得好嘅。
Somebody that's diligent, hardworking, and doing a good job.
在心里边做工，好似服侍主一样。
Somebody that's working from their heart, like they're serving God.
可能你喺你嘅工作里边，你要爬头，要升职，要达到更高嘅层次。
And maybe in your job, you know, you want to climb the ladder, the corporate ladder. You want to get up there. You want to get better in life. What do you do?
你咪托大脚啊，擦鞋啊。讲人坏话，督人背脊。
Are you going to start buttering people up? You know, cuddling up to them, maybe sticking other people in the back and playing the game?
应该系相反，应该系做得忠心、积极，做得最好，有神奖赏你。
I think the better way is to do your best, do it diligent.Be hardworking. Do your work as unto God, and let God raise you up.
睇到保罗嘅原则，唔系叫我哋冇上进心。好多人话啊，基督徒冇上进心啊，阻住个地球转。
And some people think if Christianity is terrible, it causes us all to just be backward.
No, 基督徒系应该有上进心，应该系不停进步。 As Christians, we should have the desire to advance. We should have the desire to better ourselves.
정직지게 해, 인고하게.
And to raise your level up is good.
이거는요, 능력되고.
If you have the ability to do that.
但一个问题, 我还没升职之前, 我还没知足。
But the problem is, before I get raised up, am I satisfied? Am I content?
我还升职之前, 我还没忠心。
Before I get promoted, am I diligent and hardworking, faithful in my job?
这个是原则。
That is the principle that Paul is trying to teach us.
奴隶不算什么, 自由不算什么。
Whether you're a slave, it doesn't mean anything. Whether you're free, it doesn't mean anything.
我是很多年在监狱里面服侍。
I've been worked in the prison for over 35, 40 years.
在监狱里面遇到很多人是有这种心态。
And in the prison, I've met countless people who've had this attitude.
不接受法官的裁判。 觉得如果我可以早出来就好。
And most people in prison, they don't accept what the judge has sentenced them to, and they want to get out
sooner. 澳门最高的刑罚是20年或者20多年。
In Macau, the longest sentence you can get is 20 years or just over 20 years.
有些杀人犯或者混毒的在澳门可能坐10年都可以走得。
And I know many who have maybe committed murder or drug smuggling and only served 10 years in prison.
如果中国混毒会怎样裁判呢？
If you get caught smuggling drugs in China, what's the sentence?
枪毙。
如果新加坡混毒是什么判决？ In Singapore, what is the sentence for drug smuggling?
毒颈。 澳门你坐10多年可以自由。
In Macau, you send 10 years or so and you can get free.
但是在这样的环境，很多人坐监的时候都是不满。 埋怨投诉。
But even so, many people in prison still they complain, they're not satisfied.
保罗是什么意思? 你奴隶身份不得介意。
用你的身份荣耀主，跟从主。 What's Paul saying? What's your status in life? What's your position? Are you a slave? Don't worry about it. Use your time now to glorify God, to follow Jesus.
可以浪费很多时间埋怨投诉。 如果可以自由，更好。 如果不可以，继续跟从主。
If you can be set free, okay, be set free. If not, use your time to follow Jesus.
我觉得保罗这个原则是对我们生命很好。
I think this is an awesome thing for us to learn in our life.
我们看21节。
Look again at verse 21.
你是作奴隶的，是蒙召的吗？ 不要介意，若能获得自由，就争取自由更好。
Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, use it.
如果我信耶稣的时候学生，是不是要继续做学生一生一世？
If I became a Christian as a student, should I stay a student for the rest of my life?
当然不是啦。
Of course not.
但我们用我们的周围环境来荣耀主。
看21节至24节， 我们很快完。 Look at verse 22-24, we're almost finished.
因为蒙主呼召的仆人，是主所释放的人。 蒙主呼召的自由人， 是基督的仆人。
For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave.
你们是从价买来的，不要作人的奴仆。
You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men.
弟兄们，你们各人蒙召的时候，
是什么身份，要在神面前守住这身份。 Brethren, let each one remain with God in the state in which he was called. 好宝贵，我要用翻监狱的例子。This is very special, and I need to use an example again from prison. 我好多事同坐监狱人讲，我哋有铁枪锁住我哋。In prison, you know, there are iron bars that hold you in. 系铁枪喺个周围，你冇自由。And these iron bars keep you from being free. 但系如果嗰啲铁枪喺外边，其实锁到我一段时间嘅啫。But those iron bars on the outside can only hold me for a short time. 你知道有啲铁枪系重要过监狱嘅铁枪。Do you know there are iron bars that are more powerful than prison bars? 系心里边嘅铁枪。There are iron bars in the heart. 我哋每人有好多嘅身不由己，有好多嘅搞到我哋心里边冇自由嘅嘢。Each of us has things that make us imprisoned to things that we're enslaved to. 可能是我们的一些沉溺的行为。Maybe it's addictions. 可能是一些脾气的问题。Maybe it's our temperament. 可能是一些萌塞的。Maybe it's our stubborn personality. 有很多东西在锁住我们的心。There are many things that bind us up in the heart.这些铁枪是紧要过监房的铁枪。 And these bars are more powerful than the bars in the prison. 所以我跟很多坐监人士说，你在这里信耶稣，耶稣会释放你，剥掉这些铁枪。 So I tell people in prison that you become a Christian while you're in prison and Jesus sets you free. The bars of your heart are taken away. 你是有真自由。And you have true freedom. 这些外边的铁枪不可以困住你。And these outer gates cannot contain you. 那你可以捆绑一个人，你可以锁住一个人，但你没办法锁住他的意志和他的思想。You can put somebody in chains, you can bind them up, but you cannot control somebody's thoughts or handle somebody's free will.当耶稣释放你的心，你有真自由。 When Jesus sets you free, you have true freedom. 可惜认识很多是坐监人士，他是没有信耶稣的监房，他出来是自由身，但他带着铁枪周围走。 And I know so many in prison that don't become a Christian in prison. They get out of prison and yet they're still in bondage to the bars in their heart.弟兄姊妹，你信耶稣，耶稣释放你，你是真自由。 Yes, you are a Christian today. Jesus set you free. You are truly free indeed. 你有自由。 You have freedom. 无论你咩身份，或者你一个唔开心嘅婚姻， It doesn't matter what your environment. Maybe it's a bad marriage.或者一个好难生活一个家庭， maybe it's a very difficult family， 或者是一个嘅好冇办法，但因为生活所逼嘅个工作我系要做嘅， and maybe it's you know you're up against the wall because of your family situation and you just have to do this job that you hate， 你守住你嘅身份，你喺。不要因为身份或者环境被他阻止你跟从耶稣。 But don't let this status, this position or this environment keep you and hold you back from following Jesus. 你心里面自由，你就自由。 If your heart is free, you're free. 最重要是个心。 And the most important thing is the heart. 耶稣是想我们有平安。 And Jesus wants us to have freedom.最后一节是我觉得最重要的一节。 In the last verse, I think, well, the second to last verse is most important. 是23节，不是最后的23节。 In verse 23 it says, 你们是重价买来的，不要作人的奴仆。 You are bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
你重价买翻嚟嘅。
You were bought with a price.
耶稣基督在十字架上付出重价来买赎我们。
Jesus on the cross, he paid the high price to win you to him.
这个是买赎我们成为主 的儿女。
And Jesus paid the price that we can become his children.
保罗第二次在哥林多前书讲这件事。
This is the second time Paul says this in this book.
第六章二十节已经讲了一次。
In verse chapter 6 verse 20, he said it once.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
第六章讲，第七章又讲。
He says in chapter 6, he says in chapter 7.
你用耶稣用重价，用他的宝血来买赎你。
Jesus used his precious blood. That's a heavy price he paid to win you to God.
你不要做奴隶，你身子上荣耀神。
So don't be a slave to things. Glorify God in your body.
在这个新年期间。What are we doing?
So in this new year time, what are we going to do?
会不会因为我是属于耶稣，就做一些成为人的奴隶？
As a Christian, I belong to Jesus Christ. Am I going to do those things that are going to put me in the bondage?
好多的挑战，好多的选择。
There'll be many challenges, many choices.
你选择点？
And what is your choice going to be?
求主帮助你，按照神的原则，做一个合神心意的人，在你的环境跟从主耶稣。
And may God give you the grace that you can make the choice that is pleasing to God and that you can follow Him in your situation.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看这个经文。求主真的给我们在身子上荣耀主，无论我们在什么环境当中去跟从主，求主释放我们的心，给我们的心可以自由。这个自由是可以跟从你，是自由，是可以拒绝试探，拒绝罪恶。主耶稣，求你帮我们，可能来这几天有很多迷信 的试探，屋企人要我们点点点，靠主给我们有智慧，怎样去应变，怎样去跟他们谈。最后可能很多朋友有朋辈的压力，又想我们点点点，靠主耶稣施恩给我们，帮助我们做一个合你心意的选择。最愿意我们在过年期间让我们的身份，让我们的环境更加是为主作工，影响别人认识主耶稣。所以我们多谢主听我们祷告，我们奉耶稣名求，
阿门。
默祷之后是三年。